You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey. Let's go.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
If you've been listening to the show for a while and you have an opinion on Erica that she might be a good person, a loving person.
I think a lot of people have that opinion.
Yeah, well, that's going away today.
It might.
It might.
She's already laughing, you guys.
I was thinking about the story I'm going to tell for this, and it will be hard to get through it without tears.
We want to hear your tales of the fall. And no, not autumn.
No, not autumn.
Falling down. Like when you fell down. Now, we will let you call in and talk about somebody else falling if you want. I mean, you can, because everybody's got that, oh, my buddy, you couldn't believe.
Oh, come on. Those stories are so funny.
For sure. But you'll get extra points if you're willing to admit that you fall down, go boom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to talk about any stories with me. I already know you want me to talk about one because you want to post a video and I don't feel comfortable.
Too bad the video will get posted anyway.
Yeah, that's not going to stop us.
Yeah.
I think this is terrible. This involves drinking and driving.
Slacker.
It's not me.
Okay.
It was actually a friend of my brother's. And somebody got the footage. I've been able to see it on somebody's phone. But he had like a Corvette. So it's a car that sits really low to the ground.
Okay.
He'd been out. He'd had too much to drink and he drove his car home because he didn't want to leave in the parking lot. Terrible person. Trust me, by the end of the story, you'll be like, hey, he got his.
Okay.
Ran out of gas like a block from his house.
Oh.
Maybe two blocks. But he's still moving. So it's like his car's like, bruh, bruh, and he just gunned it. And he's like, he's going. And then he's like, at a certain point, as I get close to my house, I'll jump out and push it the rest of the way.
For sure.
Okay.
Jumped out when it got down to 20. Now,
that's still too fast.
Yes.
That's very fast.
It is.
You want to jump out when you're at 5.
Yeah.
Even then. Maybe not.
Maybe not. Then, when maybe you're not. When you've imbibed. Jumped out. He's like, because once you're going 60, then 20 seems like, oh, I can run this. So props his car door open, leaps out of the car while holding onto the steering wheel, realizes rather quickly he can't run 20 miles an hour.
For sure.
But doesn't want his car to crash anything. So hangs on to the steering wheel. While his low-to-the-ground car drags his legs under the back wheel, eventually forcing him to let go. Now,
he run over by his own car?
Sure did, just the back.
Did he live?
No, he's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you're real limber. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, that's falling down with style. You don't have to involve a car and Ring cameras. I can't remember. Somebody on his block was like, yeah, you can just see the car going by with him going underneath.
He did get his.
He got
his. What happened to the car though?
Yeah,
it crashed.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Okay.
So, let me just talk to you about my friends from Uber or Lyft.
Yes.
Much, much cheaper, and you don't have road rash all over your body.
Yeah.
He didn't succeed in anything
not
he was
one
trying
part
to do.
Of his
no.
plan. Yeah, and also, yeah, the average human, I think we can walk like 3 miles an hour or something.
It's yeah, I was trying to do the
three,
math. While
3 miles
you were
an hour
that.
Is probably when you jump out.
But like, 5, you could probably make it work.
You could start sprinting if you were stone cold sober. Yeah, don't get out at 20. Like 20 miles an hour, I think I can do that.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, you can't.
You consider
trying to
run that fast? No.
No, you can't.
No.
Even like Usain Bolt, not getting out of the car at 20.
Nope.
Okay. No. You were laughing, so why don't you tell us your story, Erica?
Yeah. So in college, I did like a semester away and I turned 21 during that time. So I get back to town, first weekend, back with my college friends. I'm 21. Let's go out. I somehow come down with a horrid flu, but I did not realize, or maybe food poisoning, but I didn't realize it at the time. So we're pounding drinks and we're like, let's go. And we get to this bar where you have to go down these stairs to get into it.
Ooh.
And I'm struck by the thought of I'm going to puke down these stairs the moment I walk into the door. And I was like, I didn't drink that much. That's crazy. So I go running.
Down?
Running down the stairs. Made it about three before I just...
Yeah, and then gravity. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I did manage to not throw up until I made it to the bathroom.
So you were bruised and tattered and torn at the bottom of the stairs, picked yourself back up, and then went and barfed?
Yes.
That's impressive.
And went immediately home.
How many stairs are we talking about? I need a visual.
It was like a full flight, but I landed on my butt. So I went down on my butt. Thank God. I was also, I'm pretty sure back in our college days, I'm pretty sure I was wearing like 4 to 5 inch heels.
Oh man, I'd love to see a footage of that.
Are there people just lined around? It's like, that would happen 1,000 times a night, wouldn't it? Just everyone falling
down. You would think, yeah.
And did you mow through people on your way down the stairs?
No, I think I was the first of our group.
Okay.
I want drinks and a show tonight. Right. Let's go to that bar again.
People definitely stopped and were like, what? You okay? What? And I was like, see, it's funny.
It is kind of funny. All right. Well, if you've got a fall down, go boom story, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
I have shared in the group chat a photo of me post falling downstairs.
Oh, your whole butt?
Yeah.
Oh.
I sent everyone my butt because that hematoma.
That was a lot for me.
It was a full butt cheek.
It was a whole lot of butt. Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like we're family. But like we don't.
It covered so much of my butt because of how hard I fell down the stairs at home.
You know what I want to do somewhere?
You were just at home?
Yeah. I was trying to do a Peloton ride.
That wasn't out doing something epic?
No.
Hold on. Are you thinking what I'm thinking, Erica? That bike doesn't move? Did you fall off of it?
No.
She got it off the hinges.
I was going so hard. No, I went upstairs to go get water, and I came back down and slipped. Mm. And then I said, I'm not doing a ride anymore.
Oh, well, yeah, that's why you don't work out.
My buddy Ben had, like, I got to find the picture of his, because they're similar. I would like to see your two asses together.
Yeah.
Because they are scouting their locations.
Cheeks are similar or the bruises?
Yes, both.
Oh, I'm flattered.
They were scouting locations in Cabo
for
their son's engagement photos. And they're like, well, we would put you like on this rock or whatever. And Ben goes, I'm going to go out on the rock or whatever. So he goes out on this rock. If you know anything about Cabo, you don't get in the water.
No.
There's very few places where you get in the water. But this rock at the moment was just a
dry
rock. It wasn't dry for long.
No.
And the wave came in and just tossed him.
My God, he's lucky he didn't die.
Didn't crack his head open or whatever. Got back up, pretended like whatever, went and barfed or whatever. But like,
hold on.
But like, he pretended he was cool, got back to his room. And he was like, it doesn't feel right. And it was that.
Deep,
like blood thrombosis. It's got the yellows on the edges all the way down to like bloody and purple. And it was like, And he sent me a picture of his ass and not for the fun reasons.
And Aaron's was just on stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ouch.
All right, Hack, if you have a story, yours is going to have to wait.
Okay, I do.
But we will get yours and yours if you're listening. We want to hear your fall down, go boom stories. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about falling down. And I hear the girls talking about, because a couple of times I've fallen down and you've fallen down, T-Hack.
Mm-hmm.
They're planning on posting our falling down.
Well, if it was caught on camera.
Yeah, of course.
So was there a story you wanted to tell? And will it be one of the ones that they're going to out you for?
No, it won't be. It was my high school principal. It was at our graduation. We didn't have a stage in our gym. So we had like risers to make a stage.
Oh.
And then they would all sit in folding chairs. And he like stood up, spoke at the podium, went back to sit down. The chair
back
fell off the back.
Did he go all the way down with it?
All the way off. It's like,
you need a little lip
mess.
On a riser that says, don't go past this line.
He was such a nice guy, too. It was heartbreaking, but it was hilarious.
They need to put a stage in for something like that, not use risers.
The riser's enough.
That's what gave me the idea for my children. If they fall down at their high school graduation, they earn some money. It's because it makes it more memorable. It's so funny.
Does it?
Sam.
Yay.
Fall down, go boom. What happened?
Yeah, I was riding my bike. It was off on Mississippi, right off of Kipling, back in the 90s when there was a bike lane there. Hit a rock on my bike, the bike just slid out right from underneath of me. I fell down, and a car ran right by my head,
raising my hair.
But it didn't. Okay, obviously you're speaking to us, and you're not. Wow, yeah.
That's the best propaganda to never ride a bike again that I've ever heard.
Or wear a helmet. One.
I was not wearing a helmet.
Yeah. Oh, okay, okay, yeah, that's on you then, man.
Yeah. All on me. Yeah.
Oh my god,
that's terrifying.
You're just reminding me, if we're adding bikes into it, I got 1,000 fall down off your bike stories. Thank you, Sam. Ashley?
Yay.
Fall down, go boom. What happened?
So I was moving into my new household, and I was moving my bedroom into the basement. And I'm particularly stubborn, so I was trying to move all of my furniture by myself.
Smart.
And I had this gliding rocking chair that I didn't want to ask for help moving. So I decided to put it on my head so that I could see where the stairs were as I was going down.
You had a rocking chair on your head?
Yeah, but then there's the whole ceiling issue.
Right.
Yes, yes. So the ceiling issue actually wasn't the issue, believe it or not. I made it about halfway down the stairs before I realized I wasn't even looking where I was going, and my foot slipped, and I did a full split at the bottom of the stairs with a rocking chair on my head.
Erica, people are going to hate you.
You're right. It's not funny that she did the splits with a rocking chair on her head. Come on.
It is hilarious. Hilarious.
You are allowed to laugh at that. That was so funny.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And were you hurt doing the splits unprepared?
Yeah, I was in excruciating pain. Bonus points, I have a previous knee injury. So, bad, but after that, I was like, yeah, I think I will ask for help. I'm really sorry I was being stubborn.
Yeah, yeah. Asking for help.
Life lesson.
Thank you, Ashley. Lori?
Yay, guys.
Yay.
Fall down, go boom. What happened?
Well, I was in high school, living in Minnesota, middle of winter, go to a high school party, drinking, have to pee, so I go away from everyone else, up this hill, so I'm not seen, pull down my pants, start to pee, get a little dizzy, fall, slide all the way down the hill but...
Yep. And because right you just peed there, it's kind of a mudslide.
And your pants...
Basically, right into the party. So let's just say I had nicknames.
You slid pants off into a party?
Yeah, I slid back down the hill where I was seen, right back into the party.
Yeah, don't go uphill.
No.
Also, yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of a... All right, thank you, Lori. Less funny.
Oh, still funny.
Alexa?
Hi.
Yay.
Fall down, go boom. What happened?
So I had just had a major fetal surgery with my son. I was 23 weeks pregnant and... had a surgery to help him in utero. And, you know, I was being a cool wife. I let my husband go out, have a few too many. And on the way home from the bar, he slipped on some pine needles, snapped his ankle, and then we were both on bed rest.
Oh, my. I'm so glad it wasn't you who
You know,
fell.
This whole time, it was like a good buildup to like, then what happened?
And right.
Like,
I'm no, really he's an glad idiot. It was your dumb husband.
On pine needles.
Slippery, man.
No,
They're
poking. They're not slippery.
You get enough on the ground. They're slippery.
Okay. Thank you, Alexa. That was a really good lead up on that one. Gwen?
Hi. Yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
Fall down, go boom.
So my story is kind of similar to Flacker's. It'll probably beat it. I was young, a teenager, just got my driver's license. So I figured, me and my brother figured, why not? Let's put you on the hood of my car and go 40 miles per hour on the street. Why not? So we were going 40 miles per hour. He starts screaming at the top of his lungs to stop. Instead of slowly stopping.
No, you stopped.
I stopped. And he went boom.
Yeah, because he went from 40 to zero with nothing holding him at. Oh, my
boom,
God.
Big time.
He rolled off of the car, and I was so scared because he didn't move for 2 minutes. And then he jumped up, and instead of, like, I was so terrified to tell my mom, instead of telling my mom, we hid him at the neighbor's house for the night. Because,
yeah, you have
to make sure he's alive. Yeah,
even when you almost kill him, it's funny.
It is. It is.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.